1067. WJFK FM at HD1, Manassas, and WPGC HD2, Morningside. This is your flagship home of the Washington Nationals and DC Sports Talk all day. Sports Radio 1067 The Fan, Odyssey Station.
You're listening to The Washington Report. Here's Stevie Bridgewaters.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today here on The Washington Report. I know that I'm one to want to share fun and exciting things that children can do and get involved, especially since this pandemic. We're trying to get back out and trying to enjoy ourselves. And what better way to do that than to share it at an event that is ongoing currently, but there's still time to participate. And that's some hands-on experience for our children. To talk about that today is Jacqueline Isle. We're going to call her Jackie. She's the Chief Program Officer of Kids Museum. And I also have Yunling Chen, who is the co-producer of Remake Learning Days Across America. Thank you both for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Stevie.
All right. And so before we get into this, there are a couple of ways that we can handle this, because we have Kid Museum and we have Remake Learning Days Across America. Why don't we go ahead and start with Kid Museum and talk about basically what that program is. So, Jackie, can you let our listeners know?
Sure, Stevie. Kid Museum is a maker-based children's museum here in the D.C. region. We're located in Bethesda, Maryland, and we are pleased to announce that we are growing exponentially. We are on the verge within 2 weeks of opening up our new flagship location right above the Bethesda Metro, which is a 27,000 square foot facility that enables families and children, teachers, students to come and visit our studios and get immersed in innovative, hands-on, maker-based learning activities. And we'll be opening on the last day of the Remake Learning Festival in the DMV, which is on Sunday, May 22nd. And we are just thrilled to be part of the festival. We are spearheading the efforts to bring the Remake Learning Festival here to the DMV. And so we're thrilled that we're sort of bookending that festival with a bang.
You're right.
Sunday.
You said 27,000 square feet. Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. The things that you can do with all of that space. I can't wait to find out.
It's very exciting, from coding and robotics tech labs, 3D printing, to a giant wood shop, electronic studio, and textile studio, as well as a giant central makerspace where communities can come together for what we call big build activities.
Wow. I'm going to find out a little bit more about that. But before we do, I'm going to pivot over here to Yunling Chen, who is, as I said, the co-producer of Remake Learning Days Across America. And so thank you as well, Yunling, for joining us. Please tell us what this Remake Learning Days Across America is about.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. So we know kids learn everywhere, right? They learn in school, they learn after school, they're learning at museums, parks, tech centers, at grandma, grandpa's house. It's happening everywhere. And so what we try to do through Remake Learning Days is shine a huge spotlight on all these amazing organizations that are providing hands-on learning opportunities for not just kids, but also their parents to learn alongside them. And so we're just thrilled to have Washington, D.C. as a part of it. We have 17 regions across the U.S. that are participating, more than 1,400 events, and the majority of these events are free.
Oh, I like that last thing you said. Most of them are free of charge. Everybody likes something free.
Absolutely. We think of this as like the world's largest open house of hands-on learning. And these organizations, they just want families to know that they exist in their own backyards, to come try it out, and then maybe you'll find something for summer.
Oh, you know, that's an awesome thing to think about, getting ready for the summer. And so, Jackie, with Kid Museum, how did you guys come to partner with this other program, remaking Remake Learning Days Across America. How did the two of you get together?
So Kid Museum has participated with Remake Learning over the past couple of years. Last year, Kid Museum co-hosted the festival and spearheading the efforts to bring Remake Learning to the D.C. region with the Washington International School. And this year, Kid Museum has taken the lead in bringing the festival to the D.C. region. We really are very much about equity and access to high quality, innovative, out of school learning experience at Kid Museum. And so Remake Learning falls right in line with the philosophy that we at Kid Museum espouse. And so to highlight all the different opportunities in the DC region for families to learn together intergenerationally, especially coming out of the pandemic, we're really looking to re-engage with our communities in person. And so one big difference between last year and this year is the number of in-person events that we're highlighting. Mm-hmm. A lot of the host organizations are coming back to their community with in-person events. And we know the value of being able to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your home, get out of perhaps even the comfort of your own community, and come out to a joyful learning environment where you can learn from your family members and learn with community members and meet new people. And that's really what we're all about here at Kid Museum. It's also what our partners and our host organizations, over 50 different events are being offered in the region. And we're just so pleased to be in such wonderful company with professionals who are dedicated to innovative learning experiences.
Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, with Remake Learning Days, how do you, what can people expect to experience at an event such as this? Yuling?
Well, so, Yuling, you take that.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so, I mean, across the country, there are so many events, but I'll highlight a couple that I'm excited about in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure Jackie will share some as well, and then I can also share some national events that are happening virtually, so no matter where you are in the world, you can participate.
Nice.
But I saw on May 14th, they have an event called Plans to Perfection Landscape Design. I personally look at my yard, I'm always wondering, like, how can I make it better? And so at this event, parents and kids can discover the work of a landscape architect, and they'll get a tour to understand why certain plants are planted where they are as part of an ecosystem, and then you can make your own pressed flower that represents your creative vision. So that's an example of a hands-on event that you can do outdoors. You learn about nature, the ecosystem, and there's a little art involved.
I like that. I that's one of my favorite things to do. It's usually done in the fall time, and I never thought about doing it in the spring, which probably makes a lot of sense because the plant is going to be more sturdy, and so when you're doing your etching, if you will, it's least likely to tear apart or rip apart when you're trying to do that.
That makes sense. And, you know, this is an event, too, that attracts adults, right, because we also care about our lawns and our landscaping. But we know from research, from the Global Family Research Project, that when kids have their parents or a caring adult with them learning alongside them, they become much more curious about what they're learning. They're more invested in that learning because they realize that someone there cares about how they're learning as well. So we always encourage parents to go with their kids.
I like that. And, you know, what you just brought to my mind is, oftentimes when we hear about events like this, it always leads to, I shouldn't say always, but more often than not, leads to electronic type of events, you know, where we're thinking about computers and things like that. So to know that there's gardening kind of makes it a little different and exciting. I like that. What else can we expect to experience here in the DMV?
So I think what's really exciting, when you go on the website and you look at the Remake Learning DMV offerings, one of the things that is particularly striking is the variety of learning experiences. So to just, you know, to just sort of pivot from an outdoor activity, like being on the farm, for instance, we also are highlighting some organizations in D.C. that a lot of our communities might not know about. Like, for instance, Planet Word is a brand new museum that's opened up in the past year, and they're offering an event that really centers around karaoke-style learning, where you can sing and learn about lyrics and how lyrics are put together to express messages and poetry. And you can do this in a really fun environment with your family. And this is a digital interactive experience that's happening at Planet Word on May 14th. So I'd like to highlight that one as sort of something different and maybe that people aren't truly aware of.
Right. I mean, that is different. You know, when we're in our classroom, we'll have a lot of songs to help us remember facts and things like that. So I think that's absolutely brilliant. That's so cool. And I just really think that with an event such as this, you know, a lot of families, like you were mentioning before, will kind of tweak a little bit and kind of wonder what's going on. And with that being said, could either one of you provide the website that people can go to so they want to find out a little bit more about this event?
Absolutely. So you can go to remakelearningdays.org, and from there you can select your region that you're interested in, so in this case DMV, and it'll take you straight to that section of the website, and you can browse through events, learn more about Kid Museum and the organizers. And what's great about the website is you can filter through events based on your needs. And so I always think about it from a parent perspective. So first and foremost, parents know exactly what day and time they have available, right? Maybe it's Saturday morning or Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So you can put that into your filter. You can check off what ages your kids are. And if there's a specific theme they're interested in, you can also sort the events through arts, maker, outdoor learning, science, tech, or youth voice. And then it'll automatically sort through the events based on your criteria.
I like that. You guys make everything so simple. That's really neat.
That's the whole point, is to really make it easy and accessible for families to get out and enjoy all the amazing opportunities in this region.
I love it. I love it very much. And, you know, when we were talking earlier, when at the top of the show, we were talking about professional development. I know that a lot of people, educators, may have slipped back a little bit from the professional development because they have a lot of other things on their plate to try to help our children get caught up and, you know, and just kind of get through the days, if you will. So how can educators benefit from this event as well? Who's going to take that
one? Actually, there are a couple of events listed on the website that are specifically for educators. But what I always say is that family events are an opportunity. Like, you know, educators come to family events. Educators have families.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're out in the community as an educator and you're experiencing something perhaps with your own family, there's often an opportunity to explore how that experience also is offered to both teachers for professional development and to students, and how the organization that you're at can you know, has opportunities, because many of the organizations we have listed for these family experiences also do work directly with schools and especially with teachers as well.
Oh, I love it. I was going to ask you, Ling, is this something that occurs on an annual basis, or is this an event that happens all year round in different locations across the U.S.?
It occurs on an annual basis. So Remake Learning Days started in 2016 in Pittsburgh. And we did this because we have a network here called Remake Learning. And after-school educators, in-school educators, roboticists, artists were all coming together. And they were creating these awesome project-based learning projects for kids to do. But then we realized we were missing an important person at the table, which are the parents. And so we started the Remake Learning Days Festival for parents to get out there and learn alongside their kids. And since then, it's grown. In 2019, it grew to 9 regions. And then DMV came on board in 2020. And so we're just excited that there's now 17 regions. We purposely schedule it in the springtime so that families can explore the resources in their backyards and think ahead to summer and back to school.
Now, how can other organizations find you, Yuling? So maybe there's, you know, other places here in the DMV that may not have the means or may not be ready to to join in on your collaboration. Is there an opportunity for other venues or other businesses to join in to have fun with you?
Yes. So we have a category called pop-up events. So if you're not quite ready to host a full-fledged festival, that's completely fine. We still encourage you to submit your event to the calendar as a pop-up, and it can be from anywhere in the U.S. And we also have a toolkit on our website that we make freely available to anyone who's interested in hosting a festival. It doesn't have to be a Remake Learning Days festival. We share how we plan for our festival, the materials that we use, how we make sure equity is at the center of it. And anyone is welcome to use that.
Oh, that's great. But you know what? We've been sitting here talking about this great festival. And where is it? How does one find it?
So Remake Learning Days Across America is happening in 17 regions. I'll list them all. So we have Badgerland in Wisconsin, Chattanooga in Knoxville in Tennessee, Chicago in Illinois, Eastern Kentucky just finished their festival, as well as the Suncoast region, which is near Sarasota, and San Diego County also just wrapped up their festival. What's happening right now is Kansas City. We have six festivals happening in Pennsylvania. So the entire state of Pennsylvania is covered, and also West Virginia is also a part of it.
And so is the festival actually the one in DMV? Is it actually being held at Kid Museum? Where can people go for this actual event here in the DMV?
Well, the events are happening at all over the DMV. So
oh,
when
okay.
we say festival, it's not a single location. It's basically like a film festival that highlights various learning opportunities and exciting engagements for families across the whole DMV. So you go to the website, and you literally just, you can scroll through. We have over 50 events hosted by over 30 different organizations. Some are virtual, so mm-hmm. you can be in your own home and participate in some of these. Some are at the sites themselves, and it's the whole week. It's, well, over a week. It's 10 mm-hmm. days from starting on the 14th of May and going through the 22nd of May. You can just look at the menu of options and choose what's going to work for you, what you're interested in, where you want to go. And it's an open invitation to our community to sort of explore the DMV beyond perhaps what they're familiar with.
And that website is remakelearningdays.org. And you can find that and go on there and just really take your time, you know, and find out what all is going on. And so, Jackie, at Kid Museum, are there any particular things that you guys are going to be doing? Are you having virtual events? Are you having in-house events?
We are literally opening up a whole new museum as part of Remake Learning. So it is the biggest event Kid Museum has really done in quite some time. And actually, it's our first re-engagement with families in our community since the pandemic. We've been, you know, just working towards opening up this brand new, huge, maker-based center museum. And we're just so excited that our opening really coincides with and is being highlighted with the Remake Learning Festival, because that is what we're all about. We're about remaking what learning looks like in the DMV, and to open up our flagship location as part of Remake Learning Festival just makes perfect sense. So at the culmination of the festival days on the 22nd from 10 to 4, it's our grand opening. We invite everyone to come for that. And if for any reason that day doesn't work out, the museum's going to be open every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. after that.
See, that's what I was trying to get out of you.
Yes. It's Yay. Not just a one-day event. Right. Kid Museum is here 6 days a week. And just go to the museum's website at kidmuseum.org, and you can see everything that the museum is offering for families, for students, for teachers, and for our community.
And see, that's exactly what all of our listeners here in the DMV will really be excited to find out about, especially since, You know, I believe that hands-on learning is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, especially for the younger ones. And with that being said, what is the age group, or is there a target group that we're looking at when we're doing this kind of festival, Yuling?
Yeah, so we encourage our event hosts to think actively about kids ages pre-K through high school. So you might find some events for younger children. You might find some events specifically for teens and some for all ages. And if I may, I actually have two events that are virtual that I want to highlight. So no matter where you are in the U.S., you can join in. The first one is on May 10th, and it's part of a series called Wonder With Us. It's put together by Remake Learning Days Across America. And younger kids might be interested in this one because it features the co-authors from the book When You Wonder, You're Learning, so Greg Baer and Ryan Radesky, along with Jane Park from Google Kids and Families. They will moderate a conversation with Jorge Chom, who is a roboticist and engineer, but he's probably most known as a cartoonist, and he is the co-creator of the Emmy-nominated PBS kids series called Eleanor Wonders Why. So this is the show that all, like, 3 to 6-year-olds are watching these days. It's a wonderful show. The other speaker that I'll be joining is Sylvia Acevedo, who was a Girl Scout growing up, became a rocket scientist, became the former CEO of Girl Scouts Across America, and now is an author of a book called Path to the Stars. And so the two of them will join Greg, Ryan, and Jane to just talk about science, how their path led them to where they are now, and how they remain curious, because we know curiosity is one of the core ingredients to learning.
Absolutely. And do you know if these events, that your virtual events, will be recorded for further review, or is it just a one-off for the festival?
No, they will be recorded. So we'll be doing it live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 10th, and then it'll be recorded, and then we'll release it shortly after that, so that if you miss it, you can still join in. And there is another one also on Tuesday, May 24th, called Drawing, Design, and More with Casey Robin, who's an illustrator and designer, currently works for Nick Jr. Noggin, but has also worked for Walt Disney Animation Studios. So that will also be recorded and shared.
Oh, I love it, because, you know, for our listeners to be able to go back and really thoroughly enjoy everything that is being offered. Now, those shows that you were just talking about, would they be available on remakelearningdays.org, or would they be found somewhere else?
It'll be available on remakelearningdays.org. So you can register there. You can find the videos there afterwards. Everything is on remakelearningdays.org.
Oh, great. And see, I'm really excited for all of this to unfold, because I know that firsthand knowledge of some little ones that really need to get out, because I'm calling them pandemic babies. You know, your pre-K children, they really have been under the glass, if you will. They've really not been, they can see everything, but they've not really been able to get out and explore. And so this is absolutely a fantastic opportunity to do that. I was going to ask you, Jackie, how about sharing anything that we've not been able to share involving Kids Museum?
Well, you know, just want to let the community know that Kid Museum is poised to serve all children and all families in our community. Over 65% of the children that we work with come from Title I schools and from perhaps organizations or families that may have barriers to access, and we really do our best to break down those barriers and welcome all members of our community. We see Kid Museum as a place where various members of the community who may not otherwise come together will come together here. And that is something that we strive toward at Kid Museum. We're also getting ready to offer 10 weeks of summer camp. We're offering our camps both at our new flagship location and our existing Davis Library location. And so we urge people to go to the website. We have still some registration availability, and camps are for kids ages K through 8. And we really do hope that parents will take advantage of the one-week camps that we have, because we just really love having kids for a full week. We can do so many amazing projects with them.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure that parents, I think a few more ears just sparked up. Everybody loves a good summer camp. And when you were talking about access, that does that include our community members with differing abilities?
Yes, we really are. We really are dedicated to looking at our space as a place of inclusion, and so we work both with our maker educators and with external advisors to iterate on all of our all of the interactives, the materials, the tools, the way in which we teach, so that we are ultimately as accessible as possible to all audiences. And, you know, we are an iterative museum. We're a maker-based museum. So, you know, we're learning from our public and from our community every time we're with them and interacting with them. So we don't see ourselves as a place that sort of like builds something and creates something and then hands it over. Mm-hmm. It's something that we all build together. Nice. And so we're very open to the dialogue to hear from all audiences about how we can best serve really, truly everyone's needs.
I love it. Absolutely wonderful. And so, Yuling, for your organization, are you looking for new partners? If so, how do they do that with Remake Learning Days?
We are always starting to plan for next year's festival, so we welcome any enthusiastic individuals or organizations, and they can email us at days@remakelearning.org or just go to our website, and our information is there. But we're also looking for people who are just active in this space and want to share out about these great learning opportunities. One of our goals is to ignite a conversation online with diverse stakeholders on just what the future of learning looks like and how we engage parents and students and make sure youth voices are represented. So you can also just go online and track the hashtag Remake Days, and you'll start to see all sorts of amazing things happening.
I love it. And like I was saying earlier, it's been a pleasure to find out all these great things that our kids can get involved with. And more importantly, our parents can come along and help our children learn and explore and become interested. You never know what can happen when a little mind has the opportunity to experience something fun. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to share with our listeners before we wrap up today? Jackie?
I'm very much looking forward to getting back to the business of welcoming our community on weekends, and to seeing that intergenerational learning happening, that joyful learning experience happening with our community on our family Sundays and our summer Sundays. And, you know, it's just something that I believe we're all hungry for now. So I look forward to joining my colleagues across the DMV in getting back to really what we're here for, which is serving our community in innovative ways, especially in the non-school hours, after school, summer, weekends. So that's really, from where I sit, it's a bright new day.
Aw, that's great. Yuling, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I agree with Jackie. I just want to encourage everyone to have fun. I mean, learning is fun. You know, if you have a little spark, go after it, explore it, see what happens, see what your kids are interested in. You never know, you might be inspiring the next roboticist or artist or dancer. So get out there and just have fun and enjoy.
Absolutely. As I always say to our listeners before wrapping up, staying in touch to keep you in touch here on Odyssey Radio DC.